AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to episode 15 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices in that category. You can now follow the pod on Instagram at life's_a_draft. The website will be at the end where you can see episode artwork, vote, and share your thoughts. After the draft, we'll play a game called Croce's Clues. Let me introduce who is with me here tonight. First up, having enjoyed his holiday break from school and looking forward to a better and brighter 2022 for many reasons, Birdo is here.
Hello, gentlemen.
Birdo.
Draft day is upon us. Let's get busy.
This next bloke set up a trap for Santa and failed, watched some high school basketball at Slam Dunk to the Beach, attended Disney on Ice, and now impatiently waiting for the snow to melt and go away. Shine. If you keep shining, it will melt.
That's a good one. I might have to do that. Never been called a bloke before either. That's a first.
And next, we have Sir Dilts of Fire joining us from inside of a tauntaun that he had to slice open to keep warm as he is out in a snowstorm. And we'll have to wait until morning for rescue. And he thought that they smelled bad on the outside. Dilts, thanks for being here under such extreme conditions.
Warm and gooey in here, like warm apple pie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Ew.
We'll just tell her we ate it.
Eyebrows.
Yeah.
Shoveling snow, staying warm at the northwest tip of our country, and still recovering from his beloved Miami Dolphins missing the playoffs again. Catman, how you feeling?
Good to go. Let's draft.
Fresh off watching Tom Brady continue to sell his soul for victories, not Alf Pogs. This guy made some homemade chili, so we may hear some extra sound effects tonight. J-Cat is here.
What's up, gentlemen? I will apologize in advance. I also had to take some Alka-Seltzer because it gave me indigestion as soon as I ate it.
Bobby and I also had chili tonight, so.
Which is not a soup, by the way. If anyone thinks chili's a soup, then nah, sorry about your loss.
At least you guys agree with me. I was blown away. I told you, we asked a lady in the grocery store, we were arguing about it one time, and the lady agreed with her, and I was like, am I like a Mizarro world? Like chili is not soup. What are you talking about? It was crazy. Enough chili talk. And I'm your host, Eric. The pandemic is still going somehow with virus variants and whatnot, but we are here to liven up your week. Take your mind off the madness in the world. That being said, here are the results of the Christmas song draft. In sixth place with 7.3% of the votes, comments included greatest Christmas song, Hallelujah, also DMX and Jackson 5, and have to have Little Drummer Boy, not just a great song, but also a great movie. Shine, Santa Sopranos, 7.3% of the votes.
Last place.
Ass, bring it up.
Last time I include my family in this draft.
It's been a while. It's going to knock down that overall ranking. That's for sure.
It was cool. I think it's my first last place finish.
It was cool how you did that. I liked it.
Kicking off 2022.
They're bad songs, though.
You get style. I had to skip points.
Them. You skipped over DMX. You didn't skip over DMX.
No, I listened to that one, but some of the other ones are awful.
You replaced.
They're bad. Fifth place, 10.9% of the votes. Comments included, mainly because of the Wham song.
Duh.
And let me start by saying it because someone has to. All I want for Christmas is trash. As someone that has worked retail during the holiday season for over 20 years, that song is hot garbage and overplayed. As for my pick, you cannot oversee the greatness that is Wham. The kicker was Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, a classic from my childhood. J-Cat, Winter Wonder, Wham, fifth place.
Womp womp.
I will say most of your votes came from Wham. They were all like Wham, Wham. I was like, really, Wham? I mean, there weren't many, but more Wham, than a few. So.
Wham.
I don't hate the song.
They both no whammies.
In fourth place, with 12.7% of the votes, comments included Jesus music and a mix of classic Christmas songs and a true Christmas banger of NSYNC. The Britney Spears pick was a bit out of left field, but adds to the fun pop side of the picks. Okay, fine. I had to commit to whoever was smart enough to pick NSYNC, so at least the rest of the team is actually pretty solid too. Birdo, Tis the Season, fourth place.
Shocked. I thought I was number two, three at the worst. Can't believe Rob beat me.
My team is stacked, son.
Possibly talking about Rob. Coming in third place with 16.4% of the votes. Comments were few and far between on this one. One comment was least garbage. And I picked the last one because it's all BS. So those are your only comments worth mentioning. But Ebenezer's Karaoke Night. Yeah. Dilts in third place.
He got a vote because he was the last one listed.
I guess. But I did rank, I listed them in the order of we drafted. So, all right, Catman, the last time we did songs, we did summer songs, you and I tied for first. There was no tie for this. There was no tie this time. Coming in second place with 23.6% of the votes. Comments included White Christmas and White Christmas Only. And Merry Melodies is equally as good, but have to favor Kelly. Underneath the Tree is This Generation's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Christmas Mix Volume 1, Catman, second place.
Second? How?
Boy, you should be thanking your lucky stars you got second, boy, with a Bruce Springsteen song first pick.
Boy!
A Christmas song.
Went from two votes total to second place.
And in first place, for the first time by myself. As the Macho Man himself would say, oh yeah, it's about damn time. The people know what makes a Merry Melody. My team, Merry Melodies, first place, 29.1% of the votes. Comments included, because Mariah Carey is the queen, duh. And tough call, but there's multiple versions of songs on these teams I prefer by other artists. While Mariah Carey is so overdone and beyond a meta meme at this point, that song is the fast food of Xmas songs. But every other song on that list is great, including Christmas Vacation. I'm not a fan of the movie, but that song just works. First place, Merry Melodies, it feels good. Not going to lie, it feels good.
Not a fan of the movie? Who? What?
You know who it was.
No, I don't.
Frequent guest of the podcast hates that movie.
Oh. Well, can I be the first to congratulate you? Because you haven't won. You've been a Christmas music fan for years. You've been making Christmas playlists before people even knew what playlists were. So congrats. Good for you. Got the monkey off your back. Way to go, bro.
It's going to be tough to repeat.
To 26? 29.
Yeah, it was a couple. I was like, I think I had three more votes or something. But pretty close. All right, but moving on. Let's wrap up that draft. So here's some of the songs that we should have drafted. Some of these are terrible, but all right. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Ariana Grande music, Chipmunks, Dominic the Donkey, a classic. A couple people put that. I'd never heard that before in my life. Where Are You Christmas from the Jim Carrey Grinch movie, Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift, Kelly's entire Christmas album, Pentatonix, Carol of the Bells. Literally anything from John Denver and the Muppets Christmas, the Hanukkah song. Isn't He Wonderful? Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Tis the Birthday of a King. Mistletoe by Jay Beebs. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Someone actually said that. It was awful. A Hallelujah Christmas by Cloverton. Someday at Christmas. Do You Hear What I Hear? A Willie Nelson Christmas or a Willie Nice Christmas. The Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping, and Good King Wenceslas. A couple other comments included were, my personal favorite version of Silent Night is Boys to Men. It was even sang for the Fresh Prince's little baby cousin Nikki's christening.
Wow, it was.
That's a silly one. And we we need a little Christmas by the Muppets. We Three Kings, Will Vinton's group. Oh, Christmas Tree, Jim Varney. Carol of the Bells, John Williams' version. In general, Carol of the Bells hits all the right notes of holiday vibes, spookiness, and getting amped. And the last things we should have voted for, any team that has a Bruce Springsteen, Trans-Siberian, Pentatonix, or Mannheim Steamroller song was automatically got eliminated. These are probably the same tools that said they hated jeans and flip-flops. Clearly, their ears are equally as bad at taste as their eyes, and wouldn't know a great Christmas song if it climbed down their chimney. I have to go now, chew a few dozen Advil from the headache most of these songs gave me. Folks, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Who said that?
Who said that? Why don't you tell me your freaking name? Why don't you come see me, huh? I'll give you some Pentatonics.
That's Blanchine's Niners boy.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe.
You know what, Blanchine? Next time I see you, I'm punching you for that comment.
I'll be in about 3 days.
Can I be there?
6 to 5 days. Hey. Yeah, you will be.
Oh, yeah. Catch me first there, Johnny. Fast.
Whoa. Hey, buddy.
Do any of you like jeans or do you tolerate jeans? Because jeans are off. Dilch raised his hand, of course.
I like jeans.
I don't mind jeans.
I'm a big fan of jeans.
So on a day like today in snow, you're like, I can't wait to throw my jeans on?
No. I mean, obviously they have their place and time. I was in, you know, fleece pants all day long and mesh shorts, as anyone would be, you know, on a snow day.
You need joggers and boots in the snow.
Joggers. Pronounced yogging. Also, as we're talking about unpopular opinions, Shine, I just want to say that, Shine, what did you come in the unpopular opinion draft? You came in second?
Oof, maybe.
Or first?
Can't remember. Right.
Well, I just want to say that I can't second the pick of Glitter and how good of a pick that was. At the time, I wasn't fazed. I was like, yeah, Glitter's terrible. But it's on everything. It's only Christmas bags, so it just falls all over the floor. It really is awful. It was such a great pick. Like, you deserve to win the draft because of Glitter.
Thank you. And I'll let you know that I actually got a Glitter Bomb card in the mail this year. And luckily, I wasn't in the house when I got
it. You didn't open it. Nice.
Yeah.
So you got second place. Who sent that? An angry listener?
Neighbors. Oh, he does. He has listened. I'm not sure if he listens to every episode. But he used to live
not sure why either
from us, and they moved out to Michigan. So it was a joke, but
Dilts.
No, but next year I'm definitely sending it to Dilts. That was a great idea. Just hit the wrong person.
Well, you said move to Michigan. I thought, yeah, maybe Dilts didn't tell me something. All right. Any last parting thoughts for the Christmas draft?
Some people told me we should have drafted like other music. I guess it falls into holiday, but not really Christmas. Was that, I can't remember. What did it have to be? Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. Christmas time. Like, what are you telling me? Like Tubular Bells from The Exorcist?
Like Hanukkah stuff.
Oh, I mean, I guess you could have. Yeah, we could have done that. I think we said it was called Holiday Cheer. So, okay. I mean, somebody did say Hanukkah song. I didn't think about that, but could have been a good solid pick.
Yeah. I mean, dreidel is a banger, but
I don't know about O Tannenbaum.
Royal Tannenbaums.
So episode 15, we're going to get started with the draft, and this week's draft is the best female TV characters. So in the voting, it will be the character name and the show in parentheses. So Blanchine, you were in last place. So you got first pick.
So excited. This is maybe the week to have last place.
Yeah.
And I'll start it off with my favorite quote of her was, the older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana. And that would be Rosen Island, played by the one and only Betty White. And it's completely by chance that we're doing this podcast this time. This topic was chosen before she passed away, but when she did, I was like, oh my gosh, like we're about to be selecting like favorite female characters. And I think she's probably the tops on many people's list, including mine. Of the Golden Girls. It's hard to pick like that's one of the Golden Girls, really. Oh, yeah. But
I agree.
Thank you oldest. For being a friend.
Do we just shut it down now? Because I feel like Sean just locked it up.
No.
Betty White pick so. The week she passed away.
No, people might not know
her name. That's Peyton
Manning. This is Reese's peanut butter.
It's Reese's cups. That's It's Reese's cups. We'll see. You never know.
I want the listeners to know that I tried to get the group to make it so she could not be picked for obvious reasons, because she's clearly so beloved by so many that it's going to sway votes, but I was vetoed. So
Eric, well, people would vote for their
if people would vote for their favorite team and not one person, then we'd be all right. But
Eric vetoed that so fast that I was feeling bad for you, because I felt like you finished in last place.
Could be Sam Bowie. We don't know.
Blanchard, if you threw a party, the biggest gift would be from me.
the card attached would say.
Thank you. Friend. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. I would like to give a shout out to my mom. She's not doing very well right now. And that's when I see the Golden Girls, that's what I think of, because we used to watch that and Empty Nest with her.
Love you, mama.
J-Cat, second pick.
All right. So this is a show I used to watch with my mama, and it was the single greatest show I'd ever seen at that age, because when you're solving all types of mysteries, and it could be robberies, it could be murder she wrote, and you have to know that the single greatest detective of our time is Jessica Fletcher, as portrayed by Angela Lansbury in Murder, She Wrote.
Wow.
I still watch Murder, She Wrote to this day.
Never seen a single episode. Angela Lansbury's like weird to me. She like is weird looking to me. I don't know why. All right. Anybody else with comments on Jessica Fletcher?
Totally forgot all about that. That was a good
I didn't see her on any list.
No, Murder, She Wrote, I figured would come up, but I didn't know if it would be like a deep cut late round pick. I didn't know it was going to go that early.
Maggie just whispered, that's a good pick.
Who did? Nice. She actually had a positive comment this week. She said every team had a song that she, like a good song on it, like a good song, but I figure we'll take what we can get. I mean, Dilt's got the vote, obviously, but you know.
Oh, I did. I was just about to ask her. I couldn't remember.
All right, Birdo, third pick.
There is someone that I want to pick so bad. And I do not think it's going to get by Dilt's. But I told you all before the draft, I have a blank no matter what pick, a la the movie Draft Day. So I'm going to pick this person. I think it's going to get votes. And she's adorable. And she's witty. She's clever. And her future husband wreak havoc on The Office. And they're just so lovable. I'm going with Pam Beasley-Halbert from The Office. I actually think like I could get her. Like, she's my type. I think she would kind of go for me. Some people say I look like, what's his name?
Jim.
His real name?
What's his face?
John Krasinski.
Yeah. I kind of look like him, so I feel like Pam and I would really hit it off.
You need the wings, like the hair over your sideburns. Like,
I've had that before.
I know. Dilts, fourth pick in the first round.
This was one of my favorite TV characters on the show. I love, and you know, I didn't prep a whole lot of intro for my pick, so I'm trying to think of stuff to say on the fly here. Just give me Elaine Bennis,
Seinfeld. No, I knew.
Dilt, that's not what I thought you were going to do. I got one more to sneak by Dilt, or he's going to sandlot me again.
No, you took Pam.
Tip when we get by.
Her dancing?
Great.
Come on, Elaine. We're leaving.
That was a great pick, Dilt.
The lineup of men she dated?
The TV guide bouquet.
She's sponge-worthy.
She is sponge-worthy.
Can you spare a square?
Yada, Bill, yada.
Do you have an eight-ball jacket?
A big salad?
No. Like putty?
You're bald.
All right.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm sorry. All right. Catman.
Wow. So we've kind of gone, well, I guess we're a mix of like time periods here in TV. I'm actually kind of shocked she's still here. I got to go Leslie Knope, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler. The positivity, the like, what would Leslie Knope do? Like,
great. She's an absolute
riot. Awesome. Awesome.
I still have to see that series. I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's good.
It's hilarious. Future president, Leslie Knope. First, yeah. Not first lady. Oh, spoilers. Madam.
Spoilers.
Oh. All right. I'm going to finish out. I'm just going to hit you with both picks back to back. I'm going 11 from Stranger Things.
Damn it.
And Michonne from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
I knew it wasn't going to make past Shine. So I'm taking those beasts off the board. Oh. Both are badasses. I love Stranger Things. It's one of my favorite shows. She rules, Millie Bobby Brown, and Danai Gurira. Walking Dead, I'm ready for it to end. Right, you, yeah, I'm ready for the show to end, but she's not on it anymore anyway. But just, I have some other picks I think will be around. So
I quit.
This is a bigger meltdown. I stole.
I'll take my machine. Bobby. Walking Dead. So, Catman, we're back to you already.
What's your favorite thing about L?
About what?
Love powers.
About 11.
Her fashion sense.
She ate a whole box of Eggos for breakfast. That's not
true.
She's this generation.
I can do that.
Eggo trail.
All right, my next pick, the third child from Lord Eddard Stark and Catelyn Stark. Arya Stark from Game of Thrones.
That's who I was going to pick. I didn't think you would pick, anyone would pick that. Oh, man. One of my favorite characters in the show.
With that knife.
Changes faces.
Spoiler alert.
Got him, boy. True, spoilers.
Shoot. She be killing them White Walkers.
If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, you should probably get on it.
Her sword needle?
Yeah.
Needle.
Maisie Williams. Yeah, Arya rules.
Hot pie?
True. Are you going to do it, Dilch?
I have no idea what any of you are
saying.
I don't think I
have any idea who you think you're trying to hide from me. So,
Marge.
Into Krabappel.
I'm trying to find her full name here.
Yep, he's gonna do it.
All right.
He's gonna do it.
I guess. You
no
know,
point for a TV show.
Shows I like to watch. Characters. So, give me Sweet D from Always Sunny.
Good pull.
Yeah, I had her, but she's the worst character on the show, though. Like,
well, we're doing women, so
I know.
Good old D. Reynolds. All right.
D. Reynolds, yeah. Bird.
Another one off the list.
Yeah, I had her. Birdo?
I can't believe she's still here, because this female character.
Hold on, bro. Does her name begin with a B?
No. She.
Is it Jim's other girlfriend?
Yeah. She starts off as a weak character and just builds an army and destroys thousands. She's the mother of dragons, the breaker of chains, the Khaleesi, Daenerys Targaryen. She is unbelievable. She gets the army of the Unsullied. She rides dragons. She's the mother of dragons.
Grey Worm.
Sem Grey Worm.
And she's gorgeous.
Grey Worm.
I can't believe the
Unsullied.
I thought because since Rob picked Arya, like it would be lay off the Game of Thrones for a little, so I loop back around. Those are the two on my list. The only two I wanted.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Same here. So
I'm not taking Brianna Tarth.
There's a run on Game of Thrones, boys.
Danny, and I know a lot of people hated her on that last season, but she just controlled the screen for many hours with them dragons and Khal Drogo. She was something else.
My sun and my stars.
True.
Moon and my stars.
Back to J-Cat.
Where to go with this? Where to go? There's a certain agent, a lady of unbelievable ability and unparalleled. She is part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and that would be Peggy Carter.
She's available, and I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, it was a good show. Yeah, season two was kind of whack, but I like season. Wow, that's where you're going, Peggy Carter. It. Wow, second pick.
There's so many. There's so many more wonderful characters out there, man. Like, you got to understand. Like, I'm an old soul, man. So like, I watched a lot of like Nick and Knight stuff, and
yeah. When you started, I thought you weren't going to say that, but you're picking someone else. But Shine, back to back picks.
You destroyed.
Have Carol. You can have Carol.
With your back-to-back picks. My second pick is going to be another comical.
You won't draft all the Golden Girls.
Characters.
Just leave your fifth pick. Leave your fifth pick like blank.
Team name, thank you for being a friend.
Because you know why I won't? Because I would probably get to like four Golden or Palace. Five, and then Diltz would take like the final one and mess me all up.
That's a good call.
You could trade.
So my second pick, I'm going with Liz Lemon from 30 Rock.
Really? Damn. I wasn't expecting you to take her.
Yeah, I was shocked you took that one.
She's on my list.
Great pick.
My honorable mention list is going to be a mile long because these are not people on my list.
Yeah. And then this is where I struggle. I don't know which way I want to go with this, but I'm going to go with what I like more. I don't know if it's a popular pick, but I'm taking Phoebe Buffay from Friends.
Smelly cat.
When Phoebe,
what are they feeding you?
When Phoebe sees Chandler and Monica kissing, and she's like, "My eyes!" Ah! And she screams. I laugh every time. Her reaction is hysterical, and she turns away, and it's hilarious.
I don't know. She was like, to me, the comical relief of that show. Like, everyone else had drama.
And she's probably my least favorite character in the show.
And I know. And she's a lot of people's least favorite character. But to me, I don't know. She's just spacey and out there. And I thought it was a great character.
A lot of people apparently hate French, Shine. So I don't know if it's going to help you or not. But I feel you got a solid team right now, in my opinion.
Shine knows the voters. So they'll be his picks.
True. He pulled the voters pre-draft.
You got last place last time, fellas. Let's just...
Yeah, but there's an asterisk by that.
At least I didn't have zero vote.
Pretty sure Rich voted for you somehow.
DMX and Jackson 5.
I had Rich at DMX. Let's be serious.
True.
He still wears his hat cocked to the side, I'm sure.
He's Frog's hat.
Griffith. Haven't seen him in like 3 years. I love you, Rich.
He's invited to game night, by the way. He said maybe. J-Cat.
I'm the Rose Nyland pick kind of, you know, throws, you know, everybody into, you know, a little bit of a fervor. But my favorite Golden Girl is Blanche Devereaux. Yeah, the sultry Southern lady who's quick wit and, you know, just constantly the yin to Rose's yang in terms of their relationship is great. So Blanche Devereaux, she's always going to stay golden, Pony Boy.
You guys are splitting up the votes with the Golden Girls, man.
Good, because I have mine's still available. The one I want
is going to be chaos.
Yep.
But the death is going to trump all. No one's going to pick Blanche because of Rose's out there. I guarantee it. Although the voters are insane, so who knows? Maybe they won't. Birdo?
Hi.
Does it begin with a B? Because I know you're taking.
No, that's the sound pick, boy. That's my favorite. Okay,
I know you're taking her.
The love of my life. All right, so.
She's in jail, boy.
She got hemmed up, but that's not her. I'm talking about her character. My third round pick is going to be someone who we first see running away from her own wedding, ends up in a coffee shop, has to be supported by a group of friends. And she picks herself up and she makes it in the big city, becomes like an executive of like a polo. She is drop dead gorgeous, probably the most beautiful woman in the history of women. I'm going with Rachel Green from Friends. And she's funny and she's awesome. I do not think I could get her. She's way out of my league. So Pam Beasley, yes. Rachel Green, not a chance. I don't even get a second look with Rachel Green. And that's okay.
Daenerys Targaryen, nah, you ain't called Drogo.
No, Danny's not even looking in my direction.
You ain't got a man bun.
No tattoos, no muscles.
Friends are flying off the board. I know Dilts isn't picking one, so Dilts?
No. My next pick is from the same actress. I could actually pick two different characters, two different shows that are essentially the same person. I'm going to go with the animated one because it's some of the lines she said you just wouldn't see coming, and they're hilarious, wealthy, sassy, snobbery, condescending jokes. Give me Mallory Archer.
Dead silence.
Everybody. Who's Anybody the voice of her? Yeah, but who is that? From? Wait, no, I don't know who that is.
From Archer? Archer, right? Archer's mom.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
That's
Jessica Walter.
Yeah.
Also, okay. Passed away this past year.
Yeah. I thought you were okay. All right. Is that the first animated pick?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it. All right, Catman, back to you.
Third round. All right. Rounder. So, if I'm building a team, a female TV Avengers, I the only person I'm worried about maybe taking this pick is Johnny. It's J-Cat. Because of his deep cuts. The show ran for 6 seasons. It was on CBS. Jane Seymour, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Mm-hmm. Medicine Quinn, as I call
it. What? Wait, what does she have to do with the Avengers?
She's part of my team.
Yeah.
I'm making a team.
She's the healer. I've seen Nope. Yeah.
Arya Stark, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. Let's go.
The name of the show too. Is that the character yes. name and the show name?
Yeah.
Yes. Michaela.
I thought you were picking Jane Lynch from Glee.
No. Wow.
Is Leslie Nope like Nick Fury?
Yeah. The strategist.
That's a good pick. Skrull. She's a Skrull.
There's only a few that have been taken off my board. I'm not taking Sophia from Golden Girls, just because there's already 2 Golden Girls out there. So torn. Oh man, I didn't think it'd be that hard. All right, give me. I've always watched the show. I watched it the first 10 seasons. I watched it when it came back on the air for 2 more seasons or whatever. It's funny. She's the funniest person on the show. Give me Karen Walker from Will and Grace. And man, why is this so hard?
So hard. It really hard. It's really difficult to do this. I don't think people understand.
All right, give me Kelly Kapowski. I don't need a friend. I just need her on my team. Give me Kelly Kapowski. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to say what I said in the group chat, that she did Zach Morris wrong, and I'll leave it at that. She may have made up for it in the college years, but she lost a lot of respect for me when she did that. At the Max, of all places, too.
That blush, that little rosy cheeks, those little outfits. I've gone for name recognition here. She's on my board. She's rounding out my team. I got someone with kinetic powers. I got a sword-wielding lady. I got a
lady.
Rich drunk lady. And I got a smoke show, Kelly Kapowski. Catman.
All right, I'm kind of flipping the script a little bit here. I needed like a TV mom, like somebody that like I saw that all the time that was like, wow, like if I wanted to have someone as my mom from a TV mom, I always wanted this person. I'm going Claire Huxtable.
Oh, dang, Rob.
She was on my list. She wasn't just a TV show mom. She was the
TV show mom.
She was the rock of the family too, man. Yeah. She was a lawyer. She was always a sense of reason, man. It was
everything.
Yeah, she was awesome. And for that time period, you did not see, you know,
you know, upper middle class, you know, African-American families, like, you know, Cosby Show in general was just like groundbreaking in that aspect. And her being such a huge part of it, man, it was, you know, it set up things to come, you know, in TV and in movie and cinema and all that.
Don't let Rob fool you. He wanted to take Aunt Viv, but because she changed actresses, he couldn't pick her. He didn't want to take, he didn't want to choose between the two Aunt Vivs. So,
I mean, Aunt Viv's cool, but like it was more Uncle Phil. He was like the more father figure there. Aunt Viv was just kind of in the background there.
Why don't he want me, man?
That's one of the best, one of the best little monologues ever right there.
Uncle Phil was the man.
Next pick, Dilt.
My next pick, I'll pick my badass TV character that I enjoyed watching. Give me Lagertha, the shield maiden from Vikings.
Nah. I'm not even writing that down.
Can I get a spelling, please?
I think it's L-A-G-E-R-T-H-A.
Lagertha. That's it. Just Lagertha. But I
think
Vikings.
On the show, I think they say like just Lagertha.
Wow, she looks pretty sim. I mean, no Dilts is here now. Birdo? I know he just stole your pick, but now you still got a pick.
I know. I can't believe you're making me again with Slagathor.
This definition for Lagertha. Hold on a second here. I got to read this. Is the first and former wife of Ragnar Lothbrok and the former queen of Khatgat. She is mother of Bjorn. Lagertha is an earl and fierce shield maiden.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's a force.
She's badass. For you.
Dr. Quinn could take her.
No.
Rob, I don't know. That is a bold statement right there.
Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, was picked.
It's such a great show.
I've never seen a single second of that show.
Man.
Who's the guy? All right, someone named the actor in that show. Joe Lando.
Lando.
All right, Bobby's pick.
All right. There are two female characters that I love, but I don't think enough people know them. One of which no one knows because it was a WB show. So I'll mention them in my honorable mentions. What? No. No. Boy, my girl, Rachel Bilson. I want to go with a character from a show that over the development of the show completely changed. I went from not liking her to adoring her. And I think a lot of people feel the same way because she was a millionaire who got humbled down to nothing and had to live in a motel with her family in Schitt's Creek. I'm going with Alexis Rose, the sister. Even though she's very similar to Rachel Green, so I almost didn't do that. But once again, I have voting. I mean, picking regret instantly because I meant to not pick her. I get all confused. By the end of the show, I really liked her character, and I think she's due or could have a potential spinoff in New York City.
Yep. All right. So this one for me, this young lady is absolutely amazing. She's got to deal with a deadbeat drunk dad. She's got a family of siblings to take care of all by herself. She's always on her grind. She's hilarious when she does it. This is a shameless pick for me, and that would be Fiona Gallagher.
Emmy Rossum.
Yeah. I really enjoy Shameless. It was really, really good.
What's her name? Sorry.
I've always heard it was good.
Yeah. The character name is Fiona Gallagher.
What is that show even about? Is it about a porn or something?
No.
Dad's like a porn star or something? William H. Macy?
The dad is a drunk, like, drifter. It's in Chicago. And it's basically how Fiona somehow keeps his family rolling. And, you know, the stuff that she does, you know, to support her family and just to see how the shenanigans and hijinks that happen.
How many Gallaghers are there? There's, like, 20 on this, like, 70, cast list.
74 of them.
Also, has anybody, I know J-Cat did because I told him to watch it, but has anyone watched the show on Amazon Prime, Wayne? It's only 8 episodes.
Awesome.
It rules. If you don't, go watch it as soon as we get off this episode, this podcast. It,
you'll binge it. It's hard to not
just watch it. It's great. It's unbelievable. So watch Wayne if you haven't watched that. Not any great female characters or anything, but sidebar.
Similar to like a My Name Is Earl type of plot?
No, it's like a kid, like a high school kid who looks for
his dad's car.
Yeah.
I kind of remember the trailer, but
cross country trip. Mm. But he just like gets in fights all the time and just gets like smashed, but he's like grimy. And I don't know. It's he's like a Boston kid. It's great. Shine, last two picks.
Oh my gosh. I've been staring at my list for, I don't know, the last 5 minutes. Just kind of like,
it's tough for you on the end.
Thinking, where am I going with this? But I think, again, I'm just going to go with my gut and pick my two favorite. If I can even do that. So my fourth pick is going to be Beth Pearson from This Is Us. I don't know how many of you guys watch that. If any of you watch that show, it's a great show.
It's awesome. I walk in and Maggie's got it on and she's got tears streaming down her face.
Terrible.
Beth, any given episode.
Beth is just a strong-willed glue to her family. I don't know, just a lot of she's grown on me. She's not the first one that you initially, I feel like when you're first watching the show, but as the seasons go on, I started telling Katie, I was like, I think she's my favorite on this whole show. Like all of what she's about. So that's my fourth pick. My final.
Not expecting that, Shine. I just Googled her and I don't even recognize, I don't watch the show, but I would have said not Mandy Moore or the other.
Right. Yeah.
Other actors that you recognize.
It's probably not. But, and then my fifth and final pick is maybe the most funny mom on TV. And that is Beverly Goldberg from The Goldbergs. If you guys don't watch that show, you need to. It's hilarious.
You've told me that years ago. I think I would like it, but.
Her hair is outrageous.
Your boy just got booted from the show, though, Shine.
I know.
Jeff Green.
I'll probably just be done watching it, but I don't know how they write him out.
I know.
He said it is.
You love him. He hates pants altogether.
Yeah. You can't.
Jeff Garland. Like...
This character hates pants.
Yeah. He sits in his recliner with his underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yep. As soon as he gets home from work.
Thought about drafting his wife from Curb, but that's
my team. I hope I didn't do Rosen Island wrong. But we will see.
All right, Jake Cat, last pick.
Yeah, this is a hard one right here. I don't know if I'm surprised that she is here, but she is, and that's awesome. She is one half of the dynamic duo who investigated alien occurrences on Fox for many a year, and that would be Dana Scully, one half of the tandem of Mulder and Scully.
I thought she was going to be your second pick.
Dabbled with the X-Files somehow.
Me neither.
I love it.
Never watched it. Never seen it.
I think I was too scared.
I saw the movie somehow.
Aliens, man.
You guys were talking about America's Most Wanted last week and I was like, I don't think I like the guy's voice. It just like creeped me out. Like these people were like, these real people were like really in the world, like just didn't want to like hear that. Yeah, I'm not surprised you picked that, Jake. I am surprised she lasted. That's a Dilts or a Shine pick, I think.
Yeah, I had her on my list, but then I forgot all about her. I forgot to add her to my updated list.
So you couldn't find her on your list of six. She was under Legatha.
Legatha's cool. Has anybody seen Vikings?
No, you're probably right, but I haven't seen it.
Nobody? Okay. It's a Dilts pick then. No, it's good. I certified haven't seen Dilts. Enough.
Look at Maggie in the background, just like whispering picks to Dilts. Is that what's going on right there?
Yeah, she told me to pick Legatha. No, she didn't.
There's someone I really want to pick, but I can't. Because I'm picking someone that Eric obviously thought I was going to pick in round one. And if Rob picked America's mother, I'm picking our favorite aunt. The aunt on a house with just way too many people in it because it was a full house. Somebody's going to say a real name. I'm just going to throw out there Aunt Becky.
Everybody knows.
He scooped up Jesse Kostopoulos. You get Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky together, you're going to make some beautiful children. Nikki and Al.
Co-host of Wake Up San Francisco.
Co-host
Becca Donaldson Kostopoulos.
With Danny Tanner. Just the aunt we all know. I don't want her to be my aunt. Just an amazing.
Danny Tanner, who you have been nicknamed.
I have been compared. Comparisons have been made to Danny Tanner and me. Okay. So, but
Get into whatever college you want to go to.
Yeah. So that, look, can we please just separate Lori Loughlin from Aunt Becky? Because
I'm typing Aunt Becky.
Yeah, it's characters, not people.
Just Aunt Becky. Oh, so all we need is Aunt Becky Full House, aunt to DJ Stephanie and Michelle, mother to Nikki and Alex, neighbor to Kimmy Gibbler, you know, friend to Uncle Joey. She's just
so Dilts. You're Dilts. We just teed up Roseanne for you. She's all yours. If you.
I'm debating on either a pick to pander for votes because I didn't really watch that show that much, or
you're going to need
another Dilts pick.
you're going to need to pander, Dilts.
I want to know what these picks are. Like, what's he choosing?
Oh my god! All right, I guess I'll go for the votes.
Maggie, tell me.
Do the picks. Do the team that you want.
All right, fine. Well. Now I gotta fix. I got like three Dilts picks. Really, I got
someone from Battlestar Galactica.
True.
All right, now
Meg Griffin.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Wild cards.
I'm sorry. Am I running out of time for my pick? I'm about to lose my.
No, this is why we have editing. We can edit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll edit in post. Well, Eric will
keep on rambling and umming and all that.
All right, I guess I won't go with the same actress in two different roles. Give me Samantha, Sex and the City.
Well, that was the vote pander right there. And it was the wrong one.
Hey, I can't fault him for it.
She's the best.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
No.
Nope, that's Carrie. That should have been the vote. That was the vote pander.
Gary Bradshaw is whack. Watch that.
Samantha Jones. Catman.
Kind of discovered this show a couple years ago. So on Amazon Prime. Midge Maisel, the marvelous Miss Maisel. The show's amazing.
Great show. Absolutely. So good. What makes it good? February 12th is coming back.
It looks boring as crap.
It's not at all. It's hilarious.
It's funny. It's a comedy.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Midge. You picked it takes, Midge.
Well, Miriam. Miriam Maisel. But it takes place in the 50s. She's like a stay-at-home mom, like standard 1950s housewife, and she decides that she's going to go out and do stand-up comedy and then can hang with the men, and it's kind of raunchy but it's hilarious. It's great. Three seasons raunchy. I like for the 50s? Cracked up. No,
like raunchy for now.
Like raunchy for now. That's part of the shock value, because she's going into clubs that they're primarily ran by men and doing stand-up comedy and like talking about men and her life as a 50s housewife. It's pretty funny. You got to check it out.
She's going on a tour with USO.
All right. I have so many. I have at least 15 names on my list of people I was going to pick. So I don't know who to go with. So since I'm just going to wrap up some honorable mentions, I'm just going to end it with whatever who I'm picking. Thought Dilts would take Peggy Bundy, or even Kelly Bundy for that matter. Annie Edison from Community.
Why is that a Dilts pick?
No, Peg Bundy. I thought you'd take like Married with Children or Leela, voice of Leela.
Yeah, I thought about Leela, but Peg Bundy. Just wondering why you say
that. I just thought Married with Children's like a year type of show.
My parents never let me watch that show when I was a kid.
I have Lindsay Weir from Freaks and Geeks.
I have her and Annie Edison on my list too.
Show. Alana Wexler from Broad City. If you guys never watched Broad City, it's really funny, and she's the funniest one on it. Sophia from the Golden Girls. I have Veronica Mars. I have Wanda Maximoff from WandaVision. Like, I really like that show. I was like, I just like her character. Kimmy Schmidt from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I really wanted to pick her.
I forgot about her.
Susie Green from Curb Your Enthusiasm. I have some more. Kelly Taylor from 90210, but I got Kelly Kapowski, so I think I took the better Kelly.
you were literally just going down all my honorable mentions too. Like almost word for word. You just missed Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years.
I didn't have her for some reason. I forgot about her.
She's terrible. Winnie Cooper. I'm thinking about terrible. The manga.
Yeah, it's Sabrina, Harley Quinn from the new Harley Quinn show. Good character. But my last two, I'm going between, I'm not going to take Sarah Manning from Orphan Black. She's the new She-Hulk. So you'll know her, Tatiana Maslany. She's a great actress, but Orphan Black's a sweet show. Got a little weird towards the last season, but it's like a sci-fi show. But I'm going to pick Nancy Botwin from Weeds, Mary Louise Parker.
Ooh, boy. That was good.
Y'all don't even know. What?
That show was good.
I know. Like last I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised boy, when you picked it.
You already know. What you trying to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, but like I said, it was tough. I don't wanted like any of those people I was going to pick, but all right. So Nancy Botwin, Weeds, rounding out the TV female character draft. So I'm going to come back to Catman with some honorable mentions. Do you have any honorable mentions before we get to our worst TV character?
I had Leela from Futurama, Peggy Bundy as well. Twofer. I think we were hinting at that earlier. Cersei Lannister.
What?
Great
powerful
character.
We'll mention her in about 3 minutes.
Not saying she's like a good person. I'm just saying great character. Yeah. April Ludgate from Parks and Recs.
Yeah, I had her too. And she's from Delaware.
True. And I had Jill Taylor, Patricia Richardson, the mom from Home Improvement. She was like my second, her and Claire, for my honorable mentions there.
I don't think so. And then,
Rebecca Welton from Ted Lasso.
Is she the owner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't say spoilers. But yeah, your brother hasn't seen it yet.
I watched the first 5 episodes last night. Dilts, honorable mentions.
Yeah, I already hate my last pick. Can I drop them and sign a free agent?
No.
The Britney Spears pick of the week.
Honorable mentions. Another Archer character, Pam Poovey. She's the alcoholic drug user. She's funny. Jessica Walter's other character in Arrested Development, Lucille Bluth, Selena Meyer and Veep. I don't know if anybody's seen Veep.
Is it funny?
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I bet it is. I just
couple more. Anybody watch Witcher? Yennefer. Couple more. Lumpy Spinks Princess from Adventure Time.
I saw it on a list too. Really Lumpy Spinks.
And then
lovely lumps.
I just thought of it for just of 10, 15 minutes ago, the Malcolm in the Middle mom. I don't even know her name. She was hilarious.
I'll let you trade add her to your fifth pick if you'd rather have that. I'll just put Malcolm in the Middle mom.
Okay.
I'll take away.
I'm kidding.
All right.
My honorable Virgo mention. The one character I really wanted to pick, but no one would know her. It's Rachel Bilson as Zoe Hart in Heart of Dixie on the WB. I just love that character. She was so sweet. She was a good doctor, and she went into a town, small town girl in the old, and she just turned around the Heart of Dixie.
Not Summer from the OC. You picked a Rachel Bilson character that wasn't Summer.
Okay, Summer's character was a little...
Summer Roberts?
Yeah, she was not the best for several seasons, so I can't go with her. I also wanted to pick Blair Waldorf from Gossip Girl just because I love her. Just because I love her. Amy Santiago from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's the funniest show on TV. If you're not watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, watch it. She's good. I just wanted to mention the show. And then Marge Simpson. Round that. I think my honorable mention team could beat some of your teams.
Marge is no dynamic. She doesn't have much range.
It's just Marge. She married Homer Simpson, boy.
Exactly.
Whoa.
All right, speaking of Homer Simpson, J-Cat.
Whoa.
So that looks like young Homer.
I'm staring at you. You got Jub-Jub in the background.
So looking at some honorable mentions, I was thinking of Lieutenant Uhura from the original Star Trek series. She was a She was a groundbreaking character. She was pretty awesome in that. Ahsoka Tano, for her work in Clone Wars, but also from The Mandalorian. I was thinking either one, how you want to roll with that. Awesome character, very powerful, you know, mysterious at times. Was looking for Meredith Grey from Grey's Anatomy. My wife watches that show, so by proxy, I watch that show.
I can't believe that wasn't picked.
That show's gotta be terrible.
And then I watch a show called Yellowstone. One of the characters, Beth Dutton, she is a definition of a badass. She is a meat eater. She is a lioness, and she does not play around, dude. She is, she's crazy. I just didn't think that, you know, a lot of people would have the name recognitions for that, but she is definitely an awesome character.
Can she beat Lagathor or whoever?
Ragnarok.
I will tell you what. It'd be a knockdown drag out.
All right, who's got the most powerful character in our team?
Dany Targaryen, much?
11? Blow up her mind, boy. Take that dragon out.
On the Maximoff would have been number one, but.
Well, technically, Peggy Carter is Captain Britain, so.
He ain't got that power, son. He ain't bigger from What If. I put Agent Carter now.
You're right. That's who I wanted.
All right. Any others, J-Cat?
The last one would have been Buffy Ann Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. I thought you'd be the one that would pick that because I figured you watched the show. But
I thought people might think I picked her for one singular reason when there was other reasons. So that's all.
When it wasn't Christy Swanson.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very surprised by J-Cat's team right now. Like, I'm not surprised by the X-Files pick in the fifth round, but just... doesn't scream J-Cat to me.
I am a man. I am Enigma. I am the cat in the shadows. I am J-Cat.
On that note, Shine, any honorable mentions left?
Oh, there are. Olivia Benson from Law & Order SVU. She's been doing that for years, and she's actually taken that role and put it into her real life and has gone on to like try to help. And she started like some foundation, I think, to help those that have been hurt or need help. Also, no one mentioned Jessica Jones, I don't think.
Yeah, good character, but she's like just salty all the time. She's like, no, I don't know.
That's a perfect character.
Me?
I love that character. I think
salty all the time.
That show
was a great show. The show is awesome, but
she got herself into some crazy situations all the time.
Season one was great.
And then also a show that I didn't pick because I didn't think many people watch it, but it is a good show. Dolores Abernathy from Westworld.
That's yeah.
Evan Rachel Wood.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant someone else. Okay.
Those would be there's a lot of others that you guys already mentioned. So I think a lot of people are going to be mad that we didn't pick
Lucy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who really watched I Love Lucy?
Everybody. Everyone but us.
It was always on like Nick at Night when we were younger. I remember I've watched the show, but.
It was the first interracial marriage, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure it was the first time that a man and a woman were ever shown in bed together.
No, they had separate beds.
But they weren't, I don't know, some sort of trivia surrounding that.
Na, 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 na.
All right, Shine, we're going to come right back at you with the worst TV character, female.
Yes. So you actually suggested to her after you took my pick, my worst character would be Carol from Walking Dead.
She's a survivor.
Seasons and seasons of the show, and I've been like, someone please bite this lady. And she lived on. I can't stand her. She's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Easily my least favorite character.
I hate her with the long hair. She's like, when it was all of a sudden just long after that one season, like because the time passed, it's I don't know.
Somebody. A walker.
Somebody bite her.
Take a chunk.
All right. Carol from The Walking Dead.
That's my worst. Yep.
Carol Pelletier or something like that.
Yeah.
Jacob?
So I got three, actually. I'll go real quick. Walking Dead was one of mine. Lori Grimes. She's terrible. She makes questionable decisions in the name of survival. She's terrible.
She's in what, six episodes?
Yeah, she's still terrible though.
Actually, no, I don't think she lasted very long.
No. Kimmy Gibbler, can't stand her. She is just, it's so bad. And then probably the worst of all time is Angelica Pickles. biggest brat of all brats. I absolutely can't stand her.
No redeeming qualities for Angelica Pickles.
You're none right whatsoever. She's terrible.
Terrible. Good pick.
Terrible.
Now, Lil, still in Lil, she ruled.
With the duck, with the bow in her hair. All right, Birdo, worst pick.
I'm going to go with Cersei Lannister. She's disgusting. She's in love with her twin brother. She killed her husband. She produced the worst human being on the planet in her King Joffrey. She is just disgusting, nasty, backstabbing. She ruined everything she touched, and she got what she deserved at the end.
What were they yelling at her in the streets? Shame or something.
Shame. Plus, she deserved all of it. Gross. Gross character. Lovely woman, I think, in real life.
Lena Headley. Dilts, worst character?
Skyler from Breaking Bad.
Man, that's a good pick. She's sick. But hold on. We hate her, but we shouldn't. Like we should hate Walt. He's a piece of crap. But like we just hate her because she's like so nagging. Like what are you nagging about? Let him do it again. It's just like
let him be a crime lord.
You're right.
I don't know though.
When Raisin Bran crunched for her son and just get out of my way.
When she eyes up the car wash and like starts taking notes in order to like bulldoze the guy out of the business, that was pretty gangster of her.
But overall, I couldn't stand her. this one, her voice gets to me. Fran Fine, the nanny.
Oh, no one said Janice from Friends.
The laugh.
Fran Fine, the nanny.
And that's all I could really think of for now.
Batman?
Dilts kind of took mine. It's going to be a hot take. I only made it through like a season and a half of Breaking Bad. I didn't like it. It just was kind of depressing and it put me in I was always sad after I watched it. Like it just didn't do anything for me.
If you read anything about the show, it's like you make it through season one, the rest of it is unbelievable. You made it through like
four more episodes. One, like half good. Of season two, but Skyler White was gonna be my I hated her, and even that little bit of time I was like, ah, she's the worst. And I mean, Dilt's pretty much illustrated why, but
you gotta finish it, Rob. It's but arguably the greatest TV show of all time.
That's what everyone says, but I it just
Walt White.
Jesse Pinkman rules. I only have one. I didn't put too much thought into it, but I always hated this show. Daria is bad, but I hated what she looked like. I hated what she acted like. I hated her brothers because he would just say, whoa. I hated Blossom. The show was terrible. It was awful. Like her little like sundresses and her like goofy hats, like, ah, cool. But no thanks. I'll pass. More for Blanchine.
Give me Punky Brewster at Blossom.
Punky Brewster was on my draft board for about 3 minutes, and I was like, no, I'm not picking Punky Brewster. Spunky little kid. So that wraps up the female TV character draft with our best and worst picks. So before we wrap up this episode, we're going to play Croce's Clues. The topic tonight is female TV characters. You guys know the rules. Short clues, one at a time. Okay, they get harder, or they start off hard, they get easier. You can yell out, you can shout out the answer anytime you want, but if you're wrong, you don't get any more guesses. Got 10 points up for grabs, not for this first one, Dilts. 1 point each. Number one, born in Jamestown, New York. Met husband on a blind date. Son named Little Ricky. Neighbor of Fred and Ethel.
Lucy.
That is correct. And I'm not going to make you give the last name because some of the last names are
Lucy Ricardo.
It is Lucy Ricardo. And red-haired icon. But Lucy Ricardo, number one. Was not drafted somehow, but number one in the Crunchy Clues. Number two. This character first appeared in a movie. She lives in Sunnydale. She can fight and has prophetic dreams.
Wanda?
She's no, incorrect.
Jessica Jones.
She no, incorrect. She is part of the Whedonverse. And she also appeared in spin-off show Angel.
Buffy.
Buffy is correct. Mm-hmm. Buffy Summers. Yeah, man. It's me. J-Cat, I thought you were gonna jump on that right away.
I'm struggling tonight, man. Too much shoveling of snow. I hate snow.
We know that. You drafted it.
I'll stand by it after today.
Number three. Her show later became two movies. Part of her job had her do forensics and autopsies.
X-Files. Scully.
That is correct. Dana Scully.
Ooh.
She was saved from cancer when her partner implanted a microchip in her neck. she was an FBI agent and her partner was Fox Mulder. Number four, extremely cheerful and ambitious. Favorite food is waffles.
Leslie Knope.
Leslie Knope Birdo is correct. Didn't think that would be as easy. Her goal was to become the first female president, government go-getter, and lives in Pawnee, Indiana.
She rolls. Pawnee. That show is so funny. That show is awesome.
All right, number five. Daughter of two hippies. Graduated from John Adams High. Early on, she had a crush on her eventual boyfriend's brother, Eric. She proposed to Corey during graduation.
Topanga.
That is correct. Ooh. Topanga Lawrence. Ooh. Shine mentioned Topanga earlier.
Okay.
And the series Girl Meets World is about her daughter. Number six, here we go, boys. Can you stop Birdo? Including the spinoffs, she was in 258 episodes as this character. Olivia she was born Benson. In Sicily. No, incorrect. Damn it. Darn it. Born in Sicily. Sophia. She carried Sophia. A tan. What'd you say, Diltz?
Sophia.
That is correct. He said it right before J-Cat.
Yep.
Sophia Petrillo. So from the Golden Girls, she carried a tan bamboo handbag. She was known for wisecracks and brazen remarks, and she was the mother of Dorothy Zbornak. Number seven, she was first seen with her boyfriend and his best friend. She eventually becomes a leader. On the show, has a son, RJ, but is surrogate to Carl and Judith. Character was first portrayed in a comic book.
Lori Grimes.
Walking badass whose weapon of choice is her katana.
Michonne.
Jake or Shine. Jake, I tried to sneak in an extra guess.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Number eight. The character was intended for Tia Leone. There was a hairstyle named after this character.
Rachel. Well, Rachel Green.
Rachel Green. And Rob. Oh,
it was. I said to be. I said the Rachel.
Okay. Candy Lane,
and then I think Bobby. We both said Rachel Green late, but
Runaway Bride worked as a waitress, and she was Ross's lobster. Number nine, two more. She is not in the pilot of the show. She grew up in Baltimore. She can't dance.
Elaine.
Birdo.
Come on.
I thought I had the full name. Annie was before you. That's why I heard it first. I'll check the tape.
I said it first.
Worked for Jay Peterman and Mr. Pitt, and she decides if you're sponge worthy. Number 10. This might be the hardest one. She was a recovering alcoholic. She socializes at Phil's Bar and Grill across the street from her office. She works for FYI Magazine. In 2018, this character was brought back after 20 years after the original show ended.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Murphy Brown.
Diltz. That is correct. The last clue. Kramer was hired to play her secretary on a Seinfeld episode. Murphy Brown. was correct.
I still think I beat Bobby.
Are you not hearing me?
You said it, Rob?
Yeah.
You said Murphy Brown?
I said Michonne right around the same time Shine did too, but I just let it go. You have to check it in post.
All right, I'll check. Okay, let me see. All right, boys. Now is the Crow Cheese clues. Birdo with a resounding 6, possibly 5. Might have taken over the lead from J-Cat
I think so.
Current standings. Well,
oh, man.
Episode 15, almost in the books. Shine, any parting thoughts for the female TV characters?
No. Come back
to you. Rob.
Don't sleep on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
J-Cat?
I think I've got a top to bottom. I think I have a roster for the win. A lot of badass ladies on that team right there.
Are you for real? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to know anyone on your team at all.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
And he sends out the text to his peeps in the votes start pouring in. It's like a cluster of 6 votes. Dilts. You beat Shine on the last one.
Yeah.
it goes without saying.
Used to doing that lately. I got nothing today.
2022. I started off with a win. Trying to follow it up. I have a solid team. Shine, back to you. Parting thoughts?
Yeah. You know, sometimes when people are under pressure, they sleep to escape.
So what?
I'm waiting for the next part.
Something you want to talk about, Jason?
That's another funny quote by Rosen Island.
Oh, okay. I was like waiting for like the an ellipses. Like, where's the second part, the punchline? All right, Birdo.
I sometimes leave this draft knowing, all right, it's a third place team. I think I have the best team, honestly do. Alexis Rose.
Say that every draft.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I sometimes know. I know. Sometimes I do think I have the best team. So I'm expecting a first place finish. You know, I'm going to leave you with John 8:12. Read it.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast and thanks for listening.
Or Mrs. Irrelevant.
Don't forget to check out the new website. Let me spell that out for you. It's croce122.wixsite.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcasts.